You're editing it.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, then shut it off.
Oh, yeah. This is great. Yeah. This pumps me up. Okay, so going back, way back to when I went to college and I was playing on the collegiate soccer team.
Is this a long story?
Probably.
We used to listen to this song right before our game. It was so bizarre, but it was
you
funny.
You did not
we
listen
did.
To this is your pump me up song for this your was a, soccer team.
We all sat there.
Your women's soccer team.
We all sat there and we just hugged.
Oh, no, you did
I
not.
I want it that way.
And you're rolling.
I'm GA.
I'm Sparky.
And I'm Peeker.
You either got a WD-40 that or we're going to have words.
It's a real show with real noises.
Here we go. I'm GA.
I'm Sparky.
I'm Peeker.
And welcome to It's a Show, episode number blah, blah, blah.
It's a Show.
Our special guest today is Cody Prevost, and this is the podcast that is striving to be the number one privately produced podcast in Canada. We're striving. We haven't got there yet, but we're working towards it. It's a co-production of Sloan Baxter, sloanbaxter.com, to find out more about that great company that is based in Evil Toronto. Exciting announcements off the top of the show today, guys. We just passed 400 followers on Twitter.
Hey-o!
With It's a Show Pod.
Ding, ding.
Just passed 300 followers on Facebook at It's a Show Podcast. And we just passed 25 large and in charge followers on Instagram at It's a Show Pod.
High five is to Million
that,
Angels.
Is that awesome or what?
That's sexy.
Here's the thing. I want to say thank you to our special guest from last week, Carolyn Don Johnson at the Spring Wine Special 2.0. She was extraordinary, and GFARC has done some terrific work on the Twitter and Facebook and Instagram with beautiful pictures of CDJ. And also our guest host, Tina Tuner. So who was on, and she brought the wine.
Tina Tuner is awesome. I love her.
I know. You got a thing going on there.
I do. I really do.
Voting is the best decision you can make. A close second is getting a One Direction tattoo on your ass, like I did.
I'm voting because it makes my hand stronger for tweeting.
So you got your vote on, and you know what? I'm really proud of Sparky, Peeker, because Sparky looked into all the parties and made a decision. Like, and you've been researching this for a while.
And I, even to the moment I was standing in line, because I had about five or six people in front of me, I was still on the fence of like, do I go for the candidate or do I go for the leader slash party? I was like, I got to go with the gut. So I went with the gut. But this was the most informed election in my entire life. So I feel that I made the best decision in my opinion. Whether people agree or not, that's what the beauty of democracy is all about.
So absolutely.
You know, I'm really curious as to what the average age was as far as how this election went. Like, was a ton.
A powerhouse of young voters.
Yes. And
that's exciting, man.
That is. That's very exciting.
It's kind of cool to go to the polls with your daughter.
Oh, very much
that
so.
Was very cool.
And just a quick background for the people who aren't familiar with our government situation. For the last 44 years, we've had the same party in power.
44 years.
Some would say they abused it lately, you know, with the extravagant spending
who
and usage of
after
money.
After 44 years, you're going to get complacent. You're going to, you know,
people,
take stuff for
you
granted.
Know, people were pissed off and they thought they were entitled. The government thought they were entitled to certain things. And here comes the savior, Jim Prentice, you know, going to make everything all good in the world. But then tells you to look in the mirror and that math is difficult. So that pissed me off more than once.
Yeah, well,
long story short, the guy quit politics yesterday.
I think we should go high road on this show and just talk about the positivity.
Yes.
Yes, we've got a neophyte government, inexperienced party with like some very young MLAs. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They're all highly educated people and they all are invested in the future of Alberta. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen next.
You know what? And I think, you know, embracing this actual transition from old to young, no offense to the previous people who governed, but
I think you did mean some offense.
Yeah, no,
I'm listening between the lines.
But I think there's some real opportunity actually. And I think our outgoing MLAs that have the experience, I think there's a real opportunity for them to actually mentor some of these younger ones, right?
Embrace change. You're right.
All right, moving on.
Okay, so we did the It's a Show pre-show for our friends at Yanjing Beer. And we're going to go to some tape previously recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Hi, it's GA, and we're at some type of epic wine tasting event. And who am I speaking with?
Michael.
Okay, Michael. And you're a brand representative for?
Highbridge Liquor Consulting.
And where are you based out of?
Based in Edmonton.
So now tell us about some of the magical brands. Like, all of this looks really tasty, but I'm not allowed to taste it because I'm working, technically.
Yeah. Our most popular item would be the AK-47 vodka. It's made from corn and rice, 7 times distilled, super smooth. And also we have the number one selling beer from China called the Yanjing beer, made in Beijing.
Beijing, okay.
Yeah. Beijing is the capital city of China. It's a major city with 20 million people live there, just in one city. It's a huge, huge city. It's China's political center.
Obviously, your product's going to be popular here in Canada. Are any of our Canadian products popular over in China and Beijing that you know of?
Yeah, I think the Smirnoff vodka is pretty popular in China. And also, there's Absolut. And I know Absolut is good. And also, there's a rum called 161.
Okay.
Well, what's the name of that? I just couldn't remember. Like it's
This whiskey here that we have in front of us?
No. We have the Chinese whiskey called Bamboo Whiskey, but these are tequilas.
Tequilas?
From Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and what about this other beer in the green bottle? Is this the same as the can?
Yeah.
Okay.
It comes in 6-pack in bottles and 500 ml cans. This one is very unique. It's called Chinese Happy Wine. It's a wine made of flowers. Used to be the Chinese royal family wine, like 100 years
wow.
ago. Yeah, it's a very unique dessert wine.
Interesting.
Yeah, very, very different.
Well, when I'm done my shift, hopefully there'll be some left and I'll sample it because that sounds amazing.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Thank you very much.
And where are all these products available that you've got out here?
In fact, most of products are all available in co-ops, solos, some liquor depots, Sobeys, and a lot of independent liquor stores. Yeah, they are available in about 600 liquor stores across Alberta.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Michael.
Thank you very much.
That was my new friend, Michael, and he is a proud purveyor of Yanjing beer, and we tried it on the show today. In fact, I'm out. I was thirsty, and this is so refreshing for summer.
It is. I was just going to say, it's quite refreshing.
So it's a green bottle with a green, white, and red label, and a very cool emblem. Almost looks like Wheat Chiefs, so it's kind of reminiscent of the home province of Saskatchewan. Speaking of Saskatchewan, Cody Prevo is our special guest.
Roll Cody Prevo part one.
It's a Show is On, and we've got 3-time Canadian Country Music Association nominee.
5-time Saskatchewan Country Music Association Entertainer of the Year and Male Vocalist of the Year winner. That includes, by the way, 2 awards from this year's SCMAs.
That were just held in April, and if you total it all up, and math is hard for us, believe you me, 21 SCMA awards in his illustrious career. Put the mitts together for the one and only Cody Prevo.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, brother. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on the show tonight.
Cody Prevo, this is your quiz. Tell us where the name of your hometown, Archerville, population 200, came from.
You know what? That's a pretty good question. I am going to research that, and then I am going to email you guys and let you know.
Your mother is going to be so disappointed when she hears this.
Oh, she will be. Actually, my mom owns a small town bar there.
Okay, stop the music. What's the name of the bar?
It's called the Archwell Hotel.
Beauty. That's got a good ring to it.
Yeah, we should just move the whole show there.
Oh, is it lived in? Like, it's a lived in
bar.
Hey,
she'd probably love that, actually. You could do it a weekly show right from the bar.
Well, I think one would be good. I don't know if we'd go weekly. And it's a show special event. Did your mom have the bar when you were a kid?
Yeah, no, I actually played some of my earlier concerts there, and it was great. You know, it was just an awesome experience to be able to get up in front of the crowd and test my early skills on the guitar and in front of a crowd. And, you know, it was actually always a forgiving crowd there in the Archwell Hotel. So great place to cut my teeth.
Okay. What was it like growing up having a mother who owned a bar?
It was interesting. I got to go into the bar underage once in a while, just here and there, play a little pool. If nobody was in the bar, I'd go in and shoot a game of pool or two. And actually some of my earlier songwriting came from, you know, growing up with that background, songs like Next Weekend and Not Just the Beer Talking. You know, those are a couple songs that the ideas kind of aspired from my mom owning the hotel.
What is your mom's name?
Her name's Veronica.
Veronica, shout out from It's a Show. You are awesome, and we are definitely going to do that. When we're rich and powerful and we're taking the show on the road, that's going to be our first stop.
That'll be on the RV tour, yeah.
Yeah,
make sure you guys stop in there. There's some deep-fried pickles as well.
Yeah. Oh, man, what about pickled eggs?
Oh, yeah, there's pickled eggs for sure.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Okay.
She's got it all. It's all that small-town bar that you would expect.
Since we're talking about Saskatchewan, I grew up in Saskatchewan, too. If you're meeting somebody from a different part of the world at a gig, like, say, in America, or you just came back from Australia, how do you explain Saskatchewan to them?
I say, you know, most of the year it's pretty chilly. You get about 2 months of nice weather, and then the rest you better pack your winter coat. But, you know, that Australia tour was just awesome. It's quite a experience to go from minus 40 to plus 40 in a matter of 2 days. It's a shocking experience, actually. You know, but I'm really proud of being from Saskatchewan. I think it's a great place. And you know what? I really love the people in the province. And Australia actually reminded me a lot of Canada. You know, just the people and the way they're polite there. And they, you know, say hello to you when you're walking down the street. It's, you know, it's quite a positive experience for me.
So you just went in January. You went to Tamworth, and you went to the second largest country music festival in the world, correct?
Yeah, and we had 15 concerts in 18 days.
Wow.
So it was a whirlwind trip, but I actually ended up signing with a label over in Australia now, and so we're working on the second tour, and that's hopefully looking like it possibly would be November of this year. That guy had never really booked a lot of shows before that helped me out to start with, and he was really interested in doing that, though, and so I said, well, let's work together and do this, and went over there and, you know, met a bunch of people, released a song to radio, did quite a few different things when I was over there, and just one thing led to another, and I guess networking, they call it. It's a great thing.
I was reading about Tamworth. That was the first place in Australia to use electric streetlights in 1888. First city of lights.
Oh wow. That's incredible. I never knew that.
We got a crack research and development team in Toronto.
Yeah.
And, well, you know what? I think I got to book maybe one or two less shows and maybe do a little bit of tourism stuff to get to know this stuff.
Just call us if you need to know anything. We got G. Farkle looking up in Toronto. So tell us you got a selfie with the big golden guitar.
Yes, I did.
Okay, of course you did. Yeah, that's like their Vegas sign.
I'd send you back there right now if you didn't do that.
No, that was pretty cool to see.
If you're interested in finding more about Tamworth, you can do it at destinationtamworth.com. Great site, breathtaking pictures.
You forgot the .au because it's Australia.
.au.
At the very end, kids.
So it's a destinationtamworth.com.au/whatever you want. You're listening to It's a Show. I'm GA with Sparky and Peaker, and it's time for another installment of Parenting
with Peaker.
So as it's coming into summer, we started barbecuing a little bit more. And it was funny because the other day for supper, cooked up hot dogs. And for dessert, we had fruit.
So mangled animal parts and then some good fruit there.
So it's kind of funny because my daughters, they snack all day. I don't know what you call them.
Grazers.
So they graze all day.
Most kids are like that, though.
Here we are sitting down having something to eat.
I'm like that.
There's a nice, juicy, processed beef hot dog.
Yum.
Right there.
Yeah.
And right beside them was all the fruit. My one daughter refused to eat her hot dog and was just eating the fruit. And it's funny how as parents,
So you get mad and you go, get hot dog, young lady.
Exactly. Hot dog. Delicious.
And that's it. You have to eat your processed meat.
It's made of garbage.
Chemicals.
And we're forcing the kid to eat.
Yeah. So you eat the hot dog before you eat the fruit.
Or and together.
My oldest looks at me and just in puzzlement, right? You know, she's like, well, Dad, fruit's better for you. And I'm like, I don't care. I want you to eat your hot dog. It's the principle. You eat supper, and then you eat your dessert, which is the fruit.
Help me. Somebody help me.
You're funny.
I don't know. It's one of those stories. It's about negotiation, and it's about who's going to win. I step back there, and I'm like, okay, do I actually do
this? I'm crazy.
Am I crazy? I don't know. What the heck is it even in?
An all beef wiener?
I don't want to know.
But you know what? I am highly anticipating Ballpark Franks in the Americas this August when I go to Seattle to watch not one boys, but two ball games.
Oh,
an afternoon little contest against the Rangers.
Yeah.
And then they're going to play, I believe, Baltimore for the first of a three-game homestand. Nice. And I'll catch two games total.
Nice. I bought my tickets for the Dodgers and Giants in June.
Oh, you have to top me with the Dodgers.
That's the Dodgers ballpark.
I love the Dodgers.
Never
been to the Dodgers park.
I saw Boston play in Fenway Park.
Oh, shut it.
Look at you.
Whatever. Coolest guy.
Anyways, getting back to the hot dogs. Quit hijacking my parenting with Peaker.
It better be over soon.
It will be over. Okay, so to recap this, I think I learned a lesson that, you know, even though that they don't want to eat the chemical-filled tube of meat.
Gelatin.
Whatever it is, that I'm going to let them eat the fruit. I'm just going to let them.
You really? You came to that conclusion all on your own?
That's amazing. I don't know. I think it's the beer. It's
today's episode of It's a Show and Parenting with Peaker is proudly brought to you by, and unofficially, I might remind you, by Yanjing Beer.
Speaking with Michael about China, and what province are you from?
I was born in central China, called Henan province, but I grew up in Jiangsu province, in Nanjing. Nanjing used to be the capital city when Kuomintang was in control, like before 1949, before communists took over, the Kuomintang was in control. That was the capital city of China. It's very close to Shanghai.
Very close to Shanghai. Yeah. And how big would that city be?
The population-wise is about 7 million people.
Okay.
And it's like, in China, it's not the biggest city. Like in Shanghai, there are over 20 million. In Beijing, there are about 20 million people. So Nanjing is about 7 million.
How many provinces would there be in China compared to what we have in Canada?
I think that in China, there are about 29 provinces and plus some territories. And it's just like Canada, we have other territories. Yeah, in China, there are a few territories too.
And what about the landmass of China compared to what we have in Canada?
China, the map-wise size is smaller than Canada.
Yeah.
I think China is the third one. Like, it will be Russia, Canada, and China.
How many billion people?
Oh, 1.3 billion. Comparing to 30 million here, it's about 40 to 1 thing.
Wow, interesting.
In Beijing now, I think there's more than 50,000 Canadians working and living there.
Okay.
In Shanghai, they are close to similar amount. A lot of Canadians now are working and visiting China. And I do suggest people go have a visit, and you will see it's way, way different.
Yeah.
Yeah, way
Because I really don't know what it would be like. I can't even picture it.
Yeah. You know, the best thing is go visit. I know the round trip tickets is about $1,200. It's very good.
What about expensive when you get there?
If you join the tour group, like for 2 weeks, all inclusive, probably cost you about 500 Canadian. So it's very good.
Wow.
Yeah, so they have an English tour guide, and the accommodation is all 4 stars. Food are all arranged. It's very good.
Now, we're always curious about Canadian culture. Is Canadian culture a big thing in China?
In fact, Canada, like since I was in elementary school, like that's 40 years ago.
Yeah.
We all know Canada. Canada was always on the good side of China.
Okay.
Like everybody, like every Chinese, they love Canadians. Because from our textbook, it's all about how Canadians are helping Chinese to defeat the fascists, you know, during the Second World War. And so, like, Canadian people had a very good position in China. And the food-wise, they're not really Canadian food. It's like Western food.
Right.
Like the burgers, like McDonald's, Pizza Hut. And KFC.
What about like pierogies and halapchis and those type of things?
Not those.
Yeah.
Like I said, the
cabbage rolls and
Those. Yeah, those are not very popular in China. And the most popular one would be McDonald's, KFC, and Pizza Hut.
What about TV shows? Do you have any Canadian TV shows, per se?
Yeah, we have some.
Have you ever heard of a show called The Beachcombers?
Not
all beachcombers?
No.
How about Littlest Hobo?
Me?
About a dog?
No.
I spent a lot of time in country music. Do you guys like Canadian country music in China?
China is more like they like rock and roll.
Okay.
And pop.
Rock and roll and pop, not so much country.
Not so much country.
See, the country now, though, is more like pop. It's more contemporary.
I think Shania Twain is very welcomed in China.
Her
songs are very popular.
So if I'm ever going to visit China, I should bring Shania with me, because that'd be good.
That would be a very good idea.
Cool. I'm crazy about you. Don't be stupid.
Appreciate you spending time with us.
Well, thank you very much. And hopefully, you know, one day you guys can go visit China. You would have a great experience. You would really enjoy the trip.
Man, that Mike, what a hoot to talk to a guy like that and so informed about his home country. So cool.
And plus recommending this great beer that I probably would have never even looked at
twice.
You know what I mean?
It's
really, really good. And it makes me want more.
Oh, if you want more beer, Sparky, join the Craft Brewers Association as they celebrate Nova Scotia's first ever Craft Beer Week.
Welcome.
Their first time doing it.
Welcome. Welcome.
That's
everyone.
Exciting. And now back to the bar with Cody Prevost. All kinds of crazy. I guess the number, 14 most downloaded song in Australia when you were there?
Yeah. No, it was incredible. Well,
excellent work, man. And
you've
come a long way, dude. I mean, it all started with the Archer Will Bar, and then you had it in your gut. You knew that you could do this, and you just kept pursuing it and figuring out, what's the next step? How do I get further ahead?
That's the thing for sure. You know, you grow up in a small town, and it's not every day that your friends and stuff are becoming musicians. So there's really, it's kind of a tricky thing because you're not sure how to get into the business. And I remember entering some talent contests when I was in high school, and that was great. And then I graduated from high school, and my dad said, you should go to college. And so I took out the college book and picked the thing that took the least amount of time to get but paid the most money. So I became an electronics technician. But through that year of college, I entered a talent contest in a town called Zenon Park, and ended up going there, playing a couple of originals, met a guy after the show named Al LeBlanc, and he was working at a recording studio. So he asked me if I'd be interested in coming and recording a few songs with him, and I jumped at the opportunity, and we just started writing together every month. And one day over a burger, I asked him if he'd be interested in booking me some shows and possibly helping me out, get started in my career. And first show he booked for me was actually in Cadet Hotel out near Nipawin, Saskatchewan area. I started playing shows for $100 a night, just me and my guitar. Nobody could say no because they'd sell 5 beer and the band was paid for that night. So for me, it was great because I was getting to play in front of crowds every weekend and I was getting the experience that I needed. And one thing led to another, and I did that for about a year, and then I decided I want to go to Nashville and record a CD. So I put together a business plan and went into the bank, and I got shut down 3 times. Nobody really wanted to give me a loan. I was 19 years old at the time. And so I went in to see this group called Community Futures with this business plan, and they invited me back a week later and said, bring your guitar. We're having a board meeting. We're impressed with this, you know, business plan you've put together. Bring it back and sing us some songs and we'll make a decision. So a week later, I went into their office and sat down and played them some songs, showed them the business plan. And it was a week after that, I got a phone call that said I was approved for that business loan, which enabled me to travel to Nashville and record my first CD. So in a nutshell, that's kind of how everything started out.
With Community Futures, if a couple of yahoos who have a really successful almost groundbreaking, one might say, podcast.
Semi-successful. Yeah.
Semi-successful with
on
some
the cusp.
Traction on social media. You know, if we did that business plan thing, do you think they'd look twice at us or what?
Oh, you know, they're great to work with. Can you put in the good word?
Can you write us like a letter
of reference?
Come sing some songs or something?
I really think they would give it a serious look. It's an innovative idea, and I think it's great. And you know what I mean? Like, if the right business plan is in place, they'll definitely look at it and help everybody prosper.
We're impressed by numbers.
Your incredible social media following, and you had a strategy. You're very sly and cunning, like most people from Archerville. 16,000 on Facebook and 59,000 on Twitter now. How do you do it?
You know, we do a bunch of things online that's, you know, over the last about 3 years now, we've been doing every Tuesday night for an hour. We do what's called a Tuesday night Twitter party. So basically you log in, use hashtag Cody Prevo, and then everybody joins in this chat for 1 hour every Tuesday night. And it's just grown over those years. You know, there's new people every week, and it's, you know, it's just awesome to see. And, you know, there's people there every week who haven't barely missed a week ever. And so you kind of get to know each other, and it kind of becomes one big family online. And every Tuesday night we get online there and we hang out, and we don't even talk about music a lot. We talk about what everybody's up to and what's going on in their lives. And it's just a really neat thing. And yeah, I think a big part of it is interacting with people. And when someone sends you a message, take the time and reply and send them a message back. People just really want to feel appreciated. And, you know, as an artist, that's the biggest thing, that if people are liking the music, you know, you really got to appreciate that and be thankful for that, because that's the reason why you're doing this. To have their support has just been amazing. And, you know, it works both ways. Like, there's lots of times they'll be doing things in their lives and, you know, maybe I'll go play a concert and donate to a cause. And, you know, so it works both ways. And it's almost, like I said, like a one big, you know, it becomes kind of like a family.
Can you donate some Twitter followers to us?
Oh, for sure.
I've had the privilege, Cody, to not only see you perform, which you provide a high energy show. I've also had the privilege to host you through interviews on various radio programs that I've had in my previous life. Back in the Lloyd at 95.9 days of Lloydminster, Alberta / Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
You are so spot on the money when you just say take the time to, you know, correspond and create relationships, because you've always been so great to country radio. You've been open, you've been accessible, and you are just a stand-up gentleman. So, yeah, the world could take a few notes.
Well, thank you very much. No, I really appreciate those words. And, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with coming from a small town and growing up in Archville. Everybody knows everybody in the town, and you just say hello to everybody. And that's basically where I'm from. It's like one big family. That's basically my background, and that's why I'm proud to be from where I'm from.
Mom Veronica at the bar in Archerville at the hotel, does she got like a loaded 12-gauge behind the bar or a Louisville Slugger in case shit gets real or what?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. She actually did have one, and I don't know if she still has it. I'll have to take a look next time I'm back there, but my mom's a pretty tough woman, actually.
I can only imagine. So, but I bet you she's just a kick-butt hostess.
Oh, yeah, she is. Like, she's the type of woman who, if we're at the Country Music Awards or it doesn't matter where, she's got cheese and pickles and cheese buns, and she's cooked the whole meal. And, you know, the cheese and pickle combination.
Oh,
like, there's
you can't beat it,
like,
man.
It.
Oh, I love it. Was there anything else we got to do for...
It's a show shout-outs.
You know, we got so much to talk about. We're going to have to do another episode directly, because we have the opportunity to do a dating game style show with Sparks a Lot.
Say what?
Okay, so Amy Metcalf, if you remember her her lovely work on It's a Show in previous weeks. She's a singer-songwriter of some renown who is just incredible. Spark and I got to attend the HMV live in-store concert, and then I went to her album launch party at a cool venue the night after, and she had a full band show there. Rob Smith, total hospitality. In the upstairs lounge area, I was hanging with the Boomchucka boys, and Rob had some great conversations and got to listen to Amy, and basically we spent the evening talking about Amy and her career. Shout out to Amy, and... Then I got talking to G-Fark, and G-Fark in Toronto said, hey, remember when you used to do Who's Awesome, You're Awesome?
Yeah.
He goes, you should do that again. I said, well, we are. It's a show shout-outs. He goes, no, you know what? I've done some research, and the consumer groups agree that Who's Awesome, You're Awesome is way better. More that's, traction.
It's more hip to be square.
Who's Awesome?
You're Awesome.
Let's start with at KJ Wines. They have 145,000 likes on Facebook and 54,400 followers on the Twitter.
Who's Awesome?
They're awesome because they're following us too. Kendall Jackson Wines, that's www.kj.com since 1982, a family-owned winery in Santa Rosa, California, in Sonoma wine country, which I've driven through and makes you want to stop. I had all the kids and Teresa and I, we couldn't stop, but it looked like...
Whereabouts in the Californias? I'll have to look that up because I'm coming there next month.
Santa Rosa.
Hooking you up, Kendall Jackson Wines.
And you know what? You can get their wine here at any liquor store, Ontario and Alberta. Oh, and we got to say a big shout out to at MCC Recording. They're in Calgary, and this is a recording studio that hosts a lot of our friends, a lot of award-winning artists. Julian Austin was just tweeting about him the other day. He's got a new record out, and they do a lot of tremendous work there. Johnny Sixpack is the producer there. Did you guys see the Curtis Granville video that I made the cameo appearance in?
Where you were oogling eyes at some hot girl in a white dress?
I always said she was pretty. Pretty stupid, smoking hot. She's standing on a stool in a little white dress, marking on a board what she's selling next. That is if all the boys don't cardiac arrest, cause she's standing on a stool in a little white dress.
That's Johnny Sixpack on stage with Curtis Granville. He's a rock star. And you guys, thanks so much for being a part of our Grow the Show campaign. Hashtag Grow the Show. Personally, we would like to say who's awesome?
You're awesome.
To Trevor Aslan. At Trevor Aslan. This guy is an all-around average golfer and cyclist and a huge fan of Twitter. He's the owner of Sobeys South, soon to employ one of my progeny. Yeah.
It's a good spot. Nice. I know from experience.
And they helped me with my Purple Party promotion for epilepsy in honor of my late brother, Smoothie. So, Trevor, who's awesome?
You're awesome.
It's an hour's worth of awesome in 30 minutes or less, but with GFARC on the team in Toronto giving us all these notes, we're going to have to expand because they can't cram it all in.
That's right. Make sure you visit us online at itsashowpod.com. We're on Instagram at itsashowpod, Twitter at itsashowpod, facebook.com/itsashowpodcast.
Finger guns to the one and only Cody Prevost,
who's all
over social media. He's a rock star. Thanks a lot, Cody, for your time and efforts. If you squeak that mic one more time, I'm going to hit you with my clipboard. A special thanks to Yanjing Beer and Michael and his team for introducing us to this incredible elixir that we all enjoyed very much this episode. Remember, God bless and be good, not because you always want to, but because
we're awesome.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me.